I'm a park ranger at Denali National Park and Preserve. I've served here for over 10 years and have experienced many odd encounters. For those who might not be familiar with the park, let me give you a little background. Denali National Park and Preserve is located in interior Alaska, centered on Denali, the highest mountain in North America. The park and contiguous preserve encompasses more than 6 million acres, of which 4.7 million acres are federally owned. The park is bounded by the taiga to the south and the temperate forest to the north. Denali's landscape is a mix of forest at lower elevations, including deciduous taiga, tundra at middle elevations, glaciers, and rocky mountainsides and alpine meadows at higher elevations. At over 12,000 feet, Mount Foraker stands the second highest peak in the Alaska Range. Denali itself has a summit elevation of over 20,000 feet above sea level, making it the tallest mountain peak in North America. It's the centerpiece of Denali National Park and Preserve, which also contains the dynamic glaciers and glacial valleys of the Alaska Range. The park is home to a variety of wildlife, including grizzly bears, moose, caribou, wolves, foxes, dall sheep, and many smaller mammals. Denali National Park is renowned for its bird life, with over 169 species that have been reported. Last year in June, I was taking a group of visitors on the Taiga Trail. It's an easy hike, and people of all ages can enjoy it. We tell visitors to over-prepare because the weather can be very unpredictable here. We also state that one of the best things that they can do to avoid a bear encounter is to keep talking, because our voices sound like nothing in their natural environment. Bear encounters do happen, however, we do our best to make sure that they don't. I had a group of 12 people when we started the hike. The Taiga Trail is heavily wooded, with a very nice path. We usually combine this with the Horseshoe Lake Trail, which gives visitors a little over a 3-mile hike that takes around 2 hours. I had a good group and a nice mix of people of all ages. We started out our hike and I did the usual speech about being aware of your surroundings, making noise, and if you see a bear, what to do. I also talked about other animals we might see, such as moose, caribou, and dall sheep. We had hiked for about an hour when we came to a nice spot in the forest. The sun was shining and it was a beautiful day. We stopped to take a break and have a snack. I always stress the importance of not leaving food out or unattended because that's one of the main attractions for bears. I turned around to grab my water bottle from my pack when one of the women in the group shouted, "Bear!" I looked up, and what I saw wasn't a bear. It was something much worse. It was as big as a grizzly, however, it was more of a dog, like a gigantic wolf creature. About 50 yards away, it was there behind the trees just watching us. Everyone was terrified and started to scream. I quickly grabbed my binoculars to get a better look. It appeared to be injured, with blood around its mouth. It wasn't acting aggressively, however, I knew we needed to leave the area immediately. I told everyone to grab their things, and we started back to the trailhead. I reached for my binoculars one last time to get a better look at this creature. Its fur was like a medium brown color. It blended in really well with the surrounding trees. It was hard to make out exactly how large it was, but it was very large. If I were to guess, it were around 7.5 feet tall. It had these amber-colored eyes and a very large head. It was bleeding around its mouth like it had just killed something, but looked injured. There was something wrong with its snout, like it was cut on something. It had deep scarring around its mouth. I didn't want to push my luck, and quickly put down my binoculars and caught up with the group. We were about a mile away from the trailhead. Some of the group ran ahead, while others were walking as fast as they could. I kept fielding questions from my group on what was that in the woods. I was trying my best to remain calm, but I didn't know what to say to them. I passed it off as a grizzly, but those who saw it knew it wasn't a bear. One of the hikers stated, "I think that was a giant wolf. Why was it standing up?" I responded with, "I'm not sure. We're going to have to get some rangers to take a look at it. But for now, let's get back to the trailhead." Once we got back, everyone was talking about what they had seen. I reported it to the other park rangers, and then they went out to investigate, but couldn't find anything. We shut down the trail for a few days, but reopened it after they did a thorough search of the area. After speaking with a few of the other rangers, one mentioned he had a similar experience a few years ago when he was working on one of the trails. He didn't go into much detail, but he said that he was doubting himself after he saw it. He more observed it walking through a small clearing from above. He said it wasn't walking on all fours like a wolf or a bear. It was upright, and that's what made him second guess what he was seeing. He only saw it for a few seconds, but he said he'll never forget what he saw. I never saw that creature again, but I think about it every time I'm taking a group on the Taiga Trail. There is something or some type of creature out here at Denali National Park. I can't explain it, and neither can the other rangers. But if you ever come out here and take this trail, be prepared for anything. I'm a ranger at Lost River State Park in West Virginia, and I absolutely love my job. I get to help people explore and appreciate the natural world around them, and it's really gratifying to see people enjoying themselves and learning new things. Rangers are responsible for a wide variety of tasks at state parks, from providing customer service to maintaining the trails and facilities. We also offer programs on topics like nature photography, bird watching, and plant identification. And of course, we're always happy to answer questions about the park or give directions if you're feeling lost. We have 19 trails that visitors hike, and one of the duties is filing reports of any abnormal activities in the park. Over the past year, we've had several reports of hikers seeing and encountering strange things on the trails. I've never seen anything unusual here, but these are incident reports that were filed in the spring of 2021. I grew up close to here, and I'm an avid hunter, so I've seen my fair share of wildlife, and even a black bear, but I've never experienced anything like these encounters. Sunday, March 28th, 2021. My daughter and I were hiking on Branch Mountain Trail. We just started hiking when my daughter and I heard twigs snapping in the woods. We thought it was a deer or maybe a black bear. However, when we looked over in the brush, where we heard where the noise was coming from, we saw this black figure standing upright. It was too large to be a black bear, but it was the same color. We noticed an awful smell too right before we saw this thing. We were pretty freaked out and decided to turn back around and hike out. It made me feel scared and unsafe, so I had to get out of there. I didn't know what it was, and the smell made it even more alarming. It was definitely not anything I wanted to encounter while hiking in the woods. Sunday, April 4th, 2021. I was hiking by myself on Big Ridge Trail when I heard what sounded like heavy footsteps behind me. When I turned around, there was nothing there, but I could still hear the footsteps. As I came close to Fire Tower Road, that's when I noticed this garbage smell. I saw movement in the bushes ahead of me, and then I saw this black creature standing upright watching me. When it noticed that I had seen it, it ran off into the woods, and it was gone. I know this sounds crazy, but I swear it's true. This thing was definitely not human, and it scared the crap out of me. I didn't stick around to find out what it was. I just booked it out of there as fast as I could. Wednesday, May 5th, 2021. My friends and I were hiking on the Miller's Rock Trail when we heard something following us in the woods. We were on the trail, but it was tracking us like 50 yards to the right of the trail. We thought it might be a black bear, but they typically run away and don't follow people. We came to the horse stables, and the horses started going crazy and making all kinds of noises. We kept hiking until we were at Cranny Crow Overlook, and we heard it follow us the entire way there. When we started the descent, we no longer heard it in the woods. We never saw anything, but it was concerning to say the least. All of these reports describe similar sightings of black figures that are too large to be human and give off this bad or garbagey smell. I have no idea what these hikers could have seen, but whatever it is, it doesn't seem to be friendly.